Hi, Charlie, or Carlos, or whatever you want me to call you. So, I felt bad that you're always sending me such sweet voice messages. I figured I could give you a short one before I head to bed. And, God, I don't know what even to say. I'm trying to keep this uncut as possible, but I most likely might have to edit this so it doesn't go too long. My audio content, God, it takes me all day to even do a 5-minute audio. Like, I believe my first ever Pillow Talk audio, I spent 2.5 nights on it because I had to figure out how this studio works all on my own because I am a bit stupid. It takes time and effort, so if this like whole FX production thing isn't your thing, feel free to just do raw content. Just record once and post it. Like I said, I'm here as a supporter, and honestly, the offer is on the table if you want to take it. I guarantee you that if I had someone to even give me this offer when I started, I'd most likely take it. How is it in IT? I heard it was pretty crazy. I have a few friends studying in computer science, and even the look of coding just makes my brain fart. Honestly, thank you for the support. It means so much, and the thought of you even sending me messages every day is very sweet. Oh, what was that static? And wow, you are really tall. Don't tell anyone this, because I'm trying to keep my persona, but I am actually 5 foot exactly. So I am literally the same height of the kiddie rulers you see at a roller coaster, where you have to measure your height to see if you're able to ride the coaster. So yeah, it heavily contrasts from my FDOM audios. I don't know if people would find attractive that I'm a short little lady, like literally slapping them, but I have to say this again, but I am so happy and appreciative of your support, and even just clicking on the audio, even though you might not like it, honestly, it's very sweet, and it's the reason why I'm confident. It lets me know that people enjoy my voice, despite it being very, being very goofy or very soft-like compared to other FDOM voices. By the way, I do want to point out the Kirby thing. Honestly, it would be awesome if I could own a Kirby plushie. I saw the recent trailer for the new Kirby game where Kirby eats the whole car, and I was so baffled at the sight. Kirby's, I could totally see that too. But I do like animal plushies. I probably have way too much as of right now, but it's an addiction. Also, with Genshin as well. I wouldn't recommend playing Genshin unless you want a gambling addiction, but for me, I'm just stuck because I love the game and I love the gacha system. I could go way further into that of why Genshin is most likely something you shouldn't play, but I don't want to nerd out before I go to bed. And with the PC gaming, God, I love to PC game, but it's also very expensive. I try to play whatever I can on mobile or my laptop, despite my laptop literally not being able to carry anything aside from Discord. Even with Discord, it like flips out. It's weird, but it's awesome that you're gaming. Let me know what games you play. Most likely I've heard of it. Or not. If I
If it's not popular, you can ramble it to me.
What else can I say? Lastly, I like to remind people, even though we like just met, I like to remind people that it's good if you sleep, eat, or honestly take care of yourself. Coming from an insomniac like me, sleeping is honestly a privilege, and I wish I could fall asleep whenever as I used to, but it gets difficult. Also, I'm really proud that you're, you know, eating healthy and taking charge. Because believe it or not, I forget to eat sometimes, so, well, thank you for everything. You are the sweetest person on earth, and hope you enjoy this, Charlie, or Carlos, or whatever you want me to call you, and I'll hear from you as soon as I can.